let me tell you about a traveling man. What a thing to see. He made his living stealing chickens and everything else he could see. One day the sheriff got behind that boy and made him take to the road. Ain't never been a passenger train that runs so fast old Joe couldn't get on board. Traveling man, I said he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gabbling, a rambling Joe, he knowed him in every town. Joe down to the spring one day for to fetch a pail of water. Now the distance from the spring to the house, it was 16 miles and a quarter. Joe got the bucket of water all right, but stumped his toe and he fell down. He ran to the sand, he got another bucket, caught the water before it hit the ground. Traveling man, I said he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, and I'll bet he never settled down. Jackson. Try out the ocean blue. And when he seen that old iceberg coming, right over that boat Joe flew. Well, the rest of the passengers, they hollered and laughed, say, hey, look at what a great big fool. And while that old boat was a sinking, Joe was shooting crap in Liverpool. Traveling man, said he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Gambling, rambling Joe, they knowed him in every town. He wouldn't stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, and I'll bet he never settled down. The police finally caught up with poor old Joe, and they sentenced him to hang one day. The old judge looked at Joe and says, have you got anything to say? Well, Joe smiles at the judge and the jury. He said, bow down your heads in prayer. He crossed up his leg and he winked one eye and went sailing all through the air. Ain't that faith now? Traveling man, he must have been a traveling man. Traveling, rambling man, he was the swiftest in the land. Stay put, no, he wouldn't give up, and I bet he never settled down.
Well, I think that probably leads into some Frosty Morn lore. Let's get the skinny now. Now that we're several years into this, let's find out the real dirt here.
Into the core. The untold story.
Don't tell one on me.
Do I have any to tell?
Who said that over there?
We used, with Frosty Morn, we traveled first in a blue Econoline van. Is that what we were doing? Right.
Something like that, I believe, Michael. That was the time that I had the dream and put my feet down on Bob's belly.
On Bob's belly. We would do things
you
like...
You did what?
I throwed my feet down where I had them propped up. I was leaning back in a chair.
He was dreaming.
And that thing, asleep. And old Bob was lying in the floor sound asleep. And I dreamed I was riding a big old wagon Richard had down through the yard there. And he said, boy, you're going to run off on the branch. And I threw my feet down to stop myself. You know, and I hit right in Bob's belly. About killed the boy. He said he didn't know where it straightened him out. or crippled him.
When we travel, we do things like start in Deep Gap around midnight. And next stop would be Los Angeles.
A couple of counties over.
The way Merle liked to do it. We'd all do eight-hour shifts, and Merle would always take the late shift, or late early shift. And as long as Merle had had a ham sandwich and a Moody Blues tape, he was fine. So that's what you'd be hear coming from the front. But we had a great deal of fun. We really did. The playing on the stage was maybe 25% of it, but the rest was the friendship and the fellowship of all these guys. And if you've never been in a band in that particular phase of your development as far as success goes, when you're working every night in a different place, that's something truly to be treasured that you look back on. And I'm sure all these guys will agree with that.
I agree. Yeah.
So, Mr. Smothers.
Yes.
Yes.
I won't tell one on you. You got a song to do?
I'll be happy.
I know Merle was a big fan of the blues. I really like B.B. King a lot. I remember the first time I went on a road trip with Doc and Merle was to York, Pennsylvania. And B.B. King played there, and I remember sitting back there just really digging what he was doing. It